I'm Paul Kozel. I serve over at Buffalo Lake Lutheran Church, out in the country, up in the hill, in the middle of nowhere, where you can see God's glory for miles and miles around. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Happy Sunday, everybody.
Happy Sunday.
Hey, I like that. That's good. I had noticed something here a couple weeks ago. And it kind of caught my attention, and so it prompted me to talk about it in my message for today. Have you noticed on the quarters that they've changed the position of when God we trust? Instead of being George Washington facing in God we trust, they have it on the back side. So I started thinking about that. I thought, well, that's not very good, having it on the backside. But then I did some more research, and I came up with actually something that might be more interesting in the way of how we serve God. So we have George Washington here, and on the older quarters, he's got "In God We Trust" in the front. So if you ever look at your money, all money actually has "In God We Trust" printed on it. And there's actually a little bit of a history on that. It was in November of 1861 that a letter was written to the Secretary of the Treasury by Reverend M.R. Watkinson. Watkinson was a minister of the gospel from Readyville, Pennsylvania. The Reverend's letter included these comments. "One fact touching our currency has hitherto been seriously overlooked. I mean the recognition of the Almighty God in some form on our coins." As a result of that letter, Secretary Chase wrote a letter to the director of the Mint at Philadelphia to prepare a motto for our national coins. Chase's letter to the director of the Mint, dated November 20th, 1861, included these words: "Dear sir, no nation can be strong except in the strength of God. The trust of our people in God should be declared on all of our national coins." In 1864, the Congress of the United States passed a law allowing the phrase "In God We Trust" to appear on the U.S. coins. And the United States officially adopts the theme "In God We Trust." In 1957, following a law that passed 2 years prior to the phrase "In God We Trust," it became part of all the currency in the United States. Now, I don't know if you're even aware of this, but did you realize that on April 22nd is a special day? It is a day that is called "In God We Trust" Day. So mark that on your calendar, put that in your phone as a reminder, April 22nd, every year, "In God We Trust" Day. Furthermore, it has come into the schools as well. Mississippi was the first state to pass a law mandating that "In God We Trust" be displayed in public schools back in 2001. Since then, 17 states have adopted that, including South Dakota, where you have to portray "In God We Trust" in the front of your building. And it is so neat that we passed that here in South Dakota. And it is spreading throughout the nation. Former President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed a law making "In God We Trust" the official motto in 1956. And he's the one that pushed "Under God" to be included in the Pledge of Allegiance. So as you can tell, there's a sense of wanting including God in our everyday life, and especially in our currency. Our founding fathers founded this country, and God was so important to them. It was It's just something that they did. And I'm sure for most of us, we can remember back in the days when we used to all go to church on Sunday mornings. And if you go back even further, you know, everybody in the country get on their horse-drawn buggies and drive into town to the church or out in the country. It was a day separated to be a day of worshiping and giving trust and homage to God. What has happened over the years? There was a survey of about 1,000 college kids across the United States that found that nearly half would like to see the motto, "In God We Trust," removed from the currency. About 45%. That's a little bit scary if you think about it. We are living in a time when churches are closing by the thousands throughout the United States. People are not attending services. It seems like their trust is more in themselves and not in God. Are we okay with about not talking about God? In God We Trust is more than just a national model. It's our country's foundation. It's part of the identity of us as Americans. I did find a couple of websites on there that talk about In God We Trust. One of them is ingodwetrust.com. And the other one is ingodwetrustusa.org. They're prompting Americans to put in trust in God in the windows of your homes and businesses and offices. It reminds me of the movie, Oh God. I don't know if maybe you've seen that movie where George Burns played Oh God and John Denver was in there as well. He was supposed to come up with a model for the day to spread throughout the world. And they came up with a model, Thank God. And so throughout the entire world, on the sides of buses and billboards and all over the place, Thank God was appearing. A sense of revelation, revival, people coming back to God. But whether it's we thank God or trust in God or thank God, we have to remember who orchestrated all this, who created all of this, including the government. In Romans 13, it says, "Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authority that exists have been established by God. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right. For those who do wrong, look out. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right, and you'll be commended. For the one in authority is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid. For rulers do not bear the sword for no reason. They are God's servants, agents of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer." Basically, what Paul is saying here is, do what is right, and the government will leave you alone. Do what is wrong and be prepared for wrath. From the earliest days, the United States has been a nation of faith. As President John Adams famously noted, our Constitution was made only for moral and religious people. Whether it is an early draft of the Great Seal of the United States, which depicts Moses parting the Red Sea, or the Liberty Bell, which has a verse from the book of Leviticus printed on it, Leviticus 25:10, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land and all inhabitants thereof." So now we come back to the quarters where entrust with God is on the front side and entrust in God is behind his head. When it's in the front side, we can look at it and say, we're trusting in God. We believe in God. We go to God. In God we trust. In Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, who are we to trust? He says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. When we face God, we put our trust and our faith and our love in him, not on things on this planet. Not on the flesh that is here, but trusting only in God. So then we have the backside. I'm thinking, okay, so if in God we trust is printed behind his head, what does that mean? And I kept thinking about that in a negative way, and I thought, wait a minute, maybe I need to think about it in a positive way. Who has your back? And I thought about it that way. I thought, aha. It's on the front side because we trust in God and go out to him. But in situations where things are down, who has our back? And in trust we have to have in God. That's why I had him read the book of Daniel this morning. Because Daniel, who had his back in the lion's den? God did. Daniel trusted in God, but at the same time, if you trust in God, he will have your back. And in Psalm 121, it talks about that. Who do we have our trust in God? He says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. We as a society, we as a Christian congregation have to remember and proclaim Christ's glory for us. And when the situation is down, we have to remember who's got our back. But in order to have that situation, we have to trust in him. Many times in our lives when we are, sometimes the rug gets pulled out from under us. And we're just kind of caught flat on the floor. We were stumbled. Everything is, that could go wrong can go wrong. And when that happens, who do you put trust in? Do you put trust in yourself to try to fix it? Or do you put trust in God stating that he will provide a way for you to fix what is needed to be fixed? Many times we try to fix it ourselves and not include God in the equation. We need to trust in God totally at all times. It's kind of like a muscle. If you try to work certain muscles, you might get sore and wobbly at first, but as you keep working at it, your muscles will get stronger. As you work at trying to have more faith and trust in God, as you do that every day, your trust will get stronger every day. So when that rug is pulled out from under you, you will not have to worry about it because you know who has your back. In God we trust. Whom do we put our trust? But certainly in him. There was this blind man who was waiting at a busy corner for everyone to cross to the other side. One person noticed the man was blind, but also noticed he was carrying a Bible. The observing young man said, "Can you really read your Bible since you are blind?" He was carrying his Braille Bible and said, "Yes, I can." He said, "Well, read something from it." So he opened up the Bible, and it fell upon Acts 4:12. He began, "For there is salvation in none other, He stopped, went back, and read it again. There is salvation in none other. And the young man said, can't you read any further? And the blind man said, oh yes, I can read it all, but I just can't get over that marvelous truth that there is salvation in none other. Where is our trust? Is your trust in God, or does it flow from other sources? Is our trust in the blood of Jesus Christ, who shed his life, gave his life for us up on the cross? He died on the cross for every one of us here today and tomorrow and in the future. We have to put our full trust in Jesus Christ, into our God, our complete trust. When we trust in God, he will have your back. What better news is it better than that? So sometimes you have to take something negative, turn it into something positive, and say, yes, this is to the glory of God. And I remember yesterday when I, or no, it was Friday. Make sure you give God glory and praise and honor when things do go right. I was trying to live stream the game, and it got a little bit hot, and my equipment got hot, and it started shutting down. So I wasn't able to live stream the game. In the meantime, I've got all kinds of people texting me, you're off the air, this and that, and everywhere. And I'm in a panic. I run down to the office, actually, to try to find out what's going on. I come back, plug everything back in. It's back on the air. And all I could say was, praise the Lord. We're back on the air. So no matter what you do in your everyday life, make sure you praise the Lord. Make sure you give him all the glory. Make sure you give him the honor. Make sure you give him the credit. And make sure you trust in him, because he has your back. Amen. May the grace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the true Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.